ahead and get started here tonight. Sister Tricia, go ahead, and if you wouldn't mind, just stay. I don't think I'm going to be very long. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57 says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Hallelujah. I'd like to read those two verses again. And if you wouldn't mind, would you read them with me? "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. I believe the Lord set this service up tonight to remind somebody that victory is promised to the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. I felt this passage on my heart today. And as I entered into the sanctuary, you can be seated. As I entered into the sanctuary tonight, I heard the youth choir practicing the song that they just finished singing, and felt confirmation, Brother Ryan, that the Lord knows where we're at and what we have need of. I have felt many times, amen, that in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of whatever the life difficulty is, there can be an overwhelming feeling that I'm not going to make it. That for some reason, although I've made it through trials before, this one seems to be the barrier, Brother Michael. I just can't get through. Amen. Have you ever been there? Amen. Where the voice of the enemy was spewing doubt into your mind, into your heart, into your emotions. I just don't know if I can take another step. I just don't know if I can go one more time. I just don't see how I'm going to make it. Can I remind the church tonight that the victory of the Lord has been promised to the believer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have victory not because of us, but because of Christ. It is nothing in me, but it is all about Jesus. He's already accomplished it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever that financial difficulty is, you say, Brother Brian, don't get into finances. That sounds like a new age thing. Can I tell you that I serve the God, amen, that owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and he's faithful to those who are faithful to him. Hallelujah. Amen. That emotional distress in your life, in your mind, amen, in your heart, God knows what it is and is able to bring victory into your life through that. It is a promise to, amen, the children of God. Every brother and sister in this house tonight, God has promised you victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now let's talk about the context of this verse really quick, and then we'll come to the altar tonight. Amen. The reality is that we face hardships in life. And what the Apostle Paul was writing here was that if we don't see victory on this side of eternity, there is an overwhelming 100% guarantee that we will experience the final victory in heaven. Hallelujah. You see, that's how we can answer the question of why when folks pass untimely and we wonder how death was able to steal another victory. It is not a victory for death. For the believer, death is merely, amen, receiving the reward of what God, amen, has promised us on this side of eternity. Amen. There is victory ultimately, whether here or in heaven. Hallelujah. How do we receive this victory? Or what should we do until we receive this victory? We should be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding. Hallelujah. Steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? Because we know that our labor, amen, our service in the kingdom of God, amen, our dedication to Christ, and our relationship with Him, amen, is not in vain. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason that we come to church is not in vain. The reason that we knock on doors in Drexel is not in vain. Amen. The reason that we continue as a family unit to serve the Lord when there's an overwhelming attack of the enemy to stop, it is not in vain. Hallelujah. Amen. We are to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding. Amen. Steadfast. We are dutifully firm and unwavering in what we believe and who we are. Amen. Be steadfast. Amen. Be diligent to do the things of God, to continue to hold on to the truths of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Steadfastness. Some synonyms are loyal, faithful, committed, devoted, dedicated, dependable, reliable, and many, many more. Uncompromising. Hallelujah. Unyielding. Unflinching. Amen. We do not diminish the reality that we are under attack, but that has never been an excuse, amen, to change who we are to please the world. Amen. Be steadfast. Be unwavering in who we are as the children of God, and we will surely attain victory. Be immovable, unmovable. Not even the slightest concession will be accepted. My mind went back to the book of Exodus, amen, where Pharaoh began to ask Moses throughout the plagues, why don't you go ahead and leave, but leave your children behind? Amen. Why don't you go ahead and leave and take your children, but just leave us your cattle? Amen. Leave us the hoof of the animal. And every time Moses, declaring the word of the Lord, said, we will never stay. Hallelujah. We will not be moved, amen, where God has placed us. Can I tell you, church, the enemy will always try to get you to concede just the slightest point in your life. Amen. That smallest movement could strip away the opportunity for victory. Amen. And abounding in the work of the Lord, be abundant. Amen. Be abundant. My mind went back to the book of Psalms today and this week as I was reading and studying. It said, God gave them the desires of their heart, but sent leanness to their souls. Talking about the children of God. Leanness. It was weak. It was lethargic. Their souls and their devotion to Him, although they got what they thought they wanted, the spiritual ramifications, amen, were daunting. Can I tell you that we are to be abounding in the work of the Lord? And we must remember, amen, that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And although we face hard times and trials, we're facing them with Jesus. Amen. We must be abounding in the work of the Lord. We cannot quit. We can't surrender. We can't turn around. We have to keep going. Victory is ahead for the believer who makes a decision to stand with Christ. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight in the sanctuary. Oh, mighty God. I don't know what you're facing tonight, but I do know that folks in this house need victory. Otherwise, the Lord would have wasted a whole service trying to remind us that we can have it. Hallelujah. You can have victory tonight. Whatever that trouble is, whatever the temptation, whatever the trial, whatever the emotional harm, you can have victory tonight. But here is the caveat of that. You're only going to find it in Jesus. You're not going to find it in the world. You're not going to find it in the job. You're not going to find it in any other place but Jesus. Amen. You can experience deliverance tonight through Jesus. You can experience joy tonight through Jesus. You can experience peace tonight through Jesus. You can experience hope tonight through Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God is ready and willing and wanting to move in your life. How are you going to respond? How are you going to respond tonight to the calling of the Lord? Amen. To minister in your life. Would you come tonight? Would you find a place around the altar? Don't let the enemy strip away what God has intended for you tonight. Amen. Don't give place to the devil. Amen. Come and entertain the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Victory ahead. victory ahead through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, do a work tonight that only you can do. Heavenly Father, do a work tonight that only you can do. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus. Father, minister in our homes tonight. Father, minister in our hearts tonight. Oh, Jesus. Father, minister tonight according to your word and your will. Hallelujah. Oh, God, give victory to the heart that is in need of victory. Father, forgive us if we've conceded ground to the enemy. Bring us back to you tonight. Oh, God, help us to be steadfast in who we are as the people of God. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, minister tonight. Glory to the Lamb. Lord, you're able to deliver. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, they felt the conqueror's strength. By faith they saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead. Victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's strength. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead. Victory ahead. Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. David with a shepherd's sling and five stones met the giant on the field all alone. Trusting in the Lord, he knew what God had said. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead. Victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead, trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. Victory ahead. Victory ahead through the blood of Jesus. Victory ahead, trusting in the Lord. I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see the victory ahead. When like those who've gone before to that land, by death's river cold and dark I shall stand. Trusting in the Lord, I will not fear nor dread. By faith I see the victory. Victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead, trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread, by faith I see the victory ahead, victory ahead, victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. trusting in the Lord. I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see.